Dr. Michael Wheeler is with us. He is a veterinarian, a disease control expert with Canadian Food Inspection Agency. Dr. Wheeler, it's been an ongoing battle for some time trying to contain contagious equine metritis, or CEM. How goes the battle? Has it been contained in the various breeds that have been shown to have this disease? What is the latest?
First of all, I just want to emphasize that Canada is contagious equine metritis free. The quarantines that were implemented were simply a precautionary measure with what was and is occurring in the United States.
All right, and to that end, and I realize you're not an import expert, but in the United States, what are you hearing now? Has the disease been contained to the satisfaction of the various governing bodies?
The contagious equine metritis outbreak in the United States appears to be winding down.
What can stallion owners do to lessen a horse's vulnerability, in this case a stallion, to the disease?
The primary method to prevent disease is through routine biosecurity on a farm, just, you know, as simple as washing your hands in between dealing with horses, disinfecting breeding equipment. Biosecurity would be the primary method to prevent, you know, not only CEM, but certainly other reproductive diseases that you would be concerned with.
What are the symptoms of CEM?
It varies quite differently between the mare and the stallion. With the mare, you can see anywhere from acute disease, where you see copious amounts of odorless, grayish vaginal discharge, to mild vaginitis that you may not detect or really notice. Often, in a country with CEM, you may suspect the disease if the horse is infertile, and you're just unable to breed the mare. With the stallion, they are simply carriers. They do not develop disease, but simply harbor the bacteria and are of primary concern due to the potential of breeding a number of mares within a single season.
And other than making the mares infertile, what sort of physical peril will it put the horse in?
The disease, the bacteria Tularella equigenitalis, is the infection is limited to the reproductive organs only, so there's no systemic disease, and it does create a temporary state of infertility. So, the mare not become pregnant, the first breeding attempt, but it's a temporary infertility.
So, just to recap, Canada is CEM free,
yes.
And so far no new cases have come up. The standard bred breed in particular hasn't been greatly affected. And again, just regular biosecurity measures, as you would for any other kind of health maintenance, would be in order.
Yes, absolutely. I mean, the concern is it is a highly contagious disease, and there are certainly trade implications, international trade implications, as well as could economically affect domestic equine industry. So in Canada, our precautionary actions appear to be winding down in result of the situation appearing to wind down as well in the U.S. Initially, we had 28 quarantines, and we are now down to 2.
Certainly good news for the breeding industry. The more this thing goes away, as it were, the quicker the breeding industry can get back onto a regular schedule. Dr. Michael Wheeler.
Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. Have a great day.
Thanks, you too.
Bye-bye.
Bye.